A good night of Shabbos. Good Shabbos, everybody. Today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos. We're turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. Our turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is generally sponsored by our friends Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Chus V'Chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, or of Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Thank you so much for your generosity. Today's turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is sponsored by P4P Team Professionals for Positions. For inquiries, email Mark, M-A-R-C, at p4p.team. Mark with a C at p4p.team. I want to share with you today just a simple Zohar, a Zohar HaKadosh. And the Zohar can be interpreted to be talking about mikvah, that the way we turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos, the way we prepare for Shabbos, is by going to the mikvah. Or alternatively, it could be understood to just be describing the preparations for Shabbos altogether, lav davka, not necessarily by going to mikvah. Listen to the Zohar, it's in Parshas Vayakel. Kara'ayel Shabbasa, when Shabbos enters, it's Rechinu Inun Amakadisha, the holy Jewish people, Eschagar Mayu Mishimusha Dechol. We have to wash ourselves off from the weekday activities. The Zohar HaKadosh is assuming that when a person is engaged in the weekday, the pursuit, the work, the accumulation, the amassing, the ambition, the aspiration, the V'kivshua, the conquering of the world, that weekday version of us, it leaves a residue. And therefore, it needs to be washed off, it needs to be rinsed, it needs to be cleansed. My taima, asked the Zohar, begin the v'chol ruvcha acharina azla, v'shati v'sharia al ama. Because during the week, there's a ruach, there's an energy, there's a spirit that wanders, and it settles on the people. V'kad boi bar nash l'nafka minahu rucha, and when a person wants to depart or elevate or remove themselves from that energy or from that spirit, and instead to enter some elevated, holier spirit, what do you need to do? How do you do it? Boy, you have to wash yourself so the holy, elevated spirit can rest upon him. Some understand the Zohar as endorsing the minhag that many have to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. Many men go to the mikvah in order to prepare, in order to cleanse, in order to purify, to come into Shabbos born anew. The way the mikvah works is a person is completely without clothing, no barrier whatsoever to the water. They're like the day they were born. And that water, which is natural water or connected to natural water, has the status of embryonic fluid. It's as if entering the womb. And when a person goes under that water, they can't breathe, they suspend their life, they're back in that womb, they're in the fetal position, and they're back in what they were wearing in the womb. When the person comes up and out of the mikvah, they're born again, they're born anew. They take that first breath, and they're born afresh, they're born anew. And so there is a minhag on Erev Shabbos to go to the mikvah, to prepare, to get ready, to purify, to elevate. And maybe this Zohar is a description of it. But others understand that no, maybe what it means to wash is to spiritually cleanse ourselves. It means that whatever we're stuck on us, a person looked at the wrong thing, said the wrong thing, did the wrong thing, a person collected the residue, a person has a stickiness of a zuama of weekday on them, we cleanse ourselves in the preparation for Shabbos. And if your minhag is not to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, it's not practical or it's not your minhag, you can still fulfill this mentality and this attitude. Because some understand that when the Gemara and later the Halacha says that a person should wash on Erev Shabbos, that rachatz besaro b'mayim, that pasuk could mean to cleanse, to wash, that even though we're preparing ourselves, shower, a bath, we're getting ready physically, we're trying to be clean and pure and pristine and proper and regal for Shabbos. But it also means the kavanah, the mentality, the mindfulness we have is, I'm trying to wash off. I'm washing off the mistakes. I'm washing off the guilt. I'm washing off the shame. I'm washing off the anger. I'm washing off the envy or the jealousy. I'm washing off wherever I went wrong during the week, I'm washing it off. I'm removing it. I'm cleansing myself of it. I'm starting new. It's fresh. It's a new beginning. And so I just wanted to share this Zohar. I thought it's a beautiful turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, that when Shabbos enters, we have to wash ourselves from our weekday activities. We have to wash ourselves from our weekday residue, our weekday stain, our weekday mistakes, the weekday emotions. We have to remove that and cleanse ourselves and begin anew. And whether one is fulfilling that literally by going to the mikvah, something many endorse, the Chayi Adam, and brought down by many others, or it means the Mishnah Berurah quotes this practice, or it means spiritually. It means that when you shower, don't just shower. Don't just wash your body and your hair and get ready physically for Shabbos. It means have the image and the mindfulness that you're washing off whatever's holding you back. You're washing off whatever mistakes or emotions are stuck to you. You're washing off whatever's soiling you or making you dirty, not only physically, but we turn a Friday to Erev Shabbos when we wash ourselves from those things as well. So whether you go to the mikveh today, literally, or you're taking a shower, or you're simply mindfully and intentionally purifying and washing off the weekday so that you can don and put on the Shabbos. May we all enter Shabbos with a sense of purity and cleanliness and holiness. May we feel the beauty, the happiness, the joy, and the sanctity of Shabbos. Have a beautiful and a wonderful Shabbos. A Shabbos, please God, with Besoros Tovos.